Welcome to the Married Life and Bank Trapping Podcast, where we are sharing with you how to be a better husband or wife while building your family empire through money management, adding skills to your family portfolio, and creating passive income while acquiring assets.
Are you tired of bickering with your spouse about finances? Learn how to create wealth today and build a family empire instead of worrying about divorce or the welfare of your children in the next 10 to 20 years. We are your hosts. I am the Bank Trapper.
And I'm Fatima the Banker.
And this is Married Life and Bank Trapping.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Married Life and Bank Trapping. I'm Fatima the Banker.
And I'm your co-host, Elijah, aka the Bank Trapper. And so today, this is part three of our three-part series of dating your spouse. And so on this one, we wanted to talk about just different dates that we've been on, different styles of dates, giving dating ideas, because I've noticed a lot of men don't know how to date a woman anymore, especially when you're married. Most of us never see our parents really do anything together anymore. And so it's even weird just to hear a concept of dating the person you're married to. My wife, she wanted to kick it off and say, you know, some of the dates that were most meaningful to her.
Well, all the dates we've been on are really meaningful to me just because I grew up in, like Elijah said, not really knowing how to date. We all think that going on a date is going to the movies and, you know, just going out to eat only, like basic restaurants. And, you know, it's really, like, dating my husband has really allowed me to see that it's more than just going out. It's about building a relationship, learning each other. And I mean, because I've learned, since we've dated, I've learned so much about myself that I didn't even know the things that really interested me. So it's going out helped me to see that. But one of the things that we've done here recently was we had went to a really, it was a really upscale, really nice steakhouse. It was like the type of restaurant that you get dressed up. You dress up and you reserve your tables and they serve you a, was it a 3-4 course?
Yeah, pretty much.
Four courses. I mean, of course, some of it you do have to pay for, but I mean, it's still like you get the courses on top of, you get your own little bubbly and the little, I don't know, I'm pretty sure people know what it is, probably not, but it's like this little metal container. They fill it with ice and it's on the stand and they set it by your table, and that's for your, like, let's say you order wine or your bottle of your glass bottle of water or bubbly water, whatever. But they set it right next to your table, and your server still comes by the table and fills your glasses up. They don't expect you to fill your own glasses up, even though the bottle is sitting right there.
I liked how mine, the waiter that we had, whenever we wanted a refill, he was like, "Oh, you already know, ladies first." Mm-hmm. You know, made sure, and you know, I was appreciative of that, having that level of thoughtfulness while being served and stuff like that as well.
It's a different menu, so it's not like whenever you go, like what I said, like Olive Garden. Or let me go back, because we're gonna keep this. We're gonna keep this where it relates to us. On our first date, we went to Mimi's Cafe, and it was a nice restaurant. But it wasn't really one of those restaurants that you would like get super dressed up and, you know, go, you know, reserve your table, stuff like that. You can reserve a table, I guess, but
basic though.
Yeah, it was just a basic, like you can have brunch there. You could have, you know, it's just like a kind of a, was it Italian?
No, Mimi's is French.
French, okay, and so
ish
French. But the menu there is still basic to the point where it's stuff that people eat every day. Whereas, like, when we went to the steakhouse, it was, like, a different, like, it was very different. It was a different menu. There's things on there that you wouldn't even eat every day. Or
like, one of the things that we ordered was the fried calamari. And so this, what makes this steakhouse different, it's not a chain steakhouse, as well as it's South African. And so it's very unique to the Dallas area. One of the pictures on the walls, the artwork, had real diamonds and gold in it, and it was a $165,000 painting.
It's crazy how complicated we make life. It doesn't have to be. Take budgeting, for instance. 60% of adults don't have a budget. How can you expect to know or build anything when you don't even understand what your money is doing? Or we overcomplicate leaving something behind for our children. Life insurance solves this.
Starting your family legacy and path to financial independence is easy, but maintaining it can be tricky, which is why we travel with you through your entire journey. We will help you through every step, from identifying your family's wants and needs to having those wants and needs accomplished. But our service does not stop there. We will continue to be your lifetime agents that your family deserve. To get started, go to thesovereignempire.com and book your consultation.
It's free, baby.
It's free.
And the other paintings on the wall and art, the pictures actually moved as you walked by them. And one would turn from a nun into a naked woman breastfeeding a baby, and different things like that. There was horns hanging out throughout the walls and stuff, versus like if you went somewhere like, you know, the normal steakhouses for down here is Texas Roadhouse. You know, everybody goes to Texas Roadhouse. Ain't really any kind of ambience to Texas Roadhouse. You know, it'll be just any kind of people that are inside of Texas Roadhouse. You know, it's basic. And it's not that you have to go somewhere that's expensive to have a good time. But as a man, I believe that you need to go somewhere where you have different types of food and different ways that you have to dress and different expectations, because it allows you and your wife to stretch yourselves and what you're going to wear, try out different things. It allows you to stretch your palate out, you know, the way your taste buds work, different foods you've never had. And it helps create a memory of a new experience that you're having together. That's one of the things for me when it comes to, you know, as far as different restaurant style choices. For you, Rose. Covered on that?
Everything was covered.
Another thing that we had went to was to go see the Rangers game. So that one's not necessarily outside of the norm for a lot of people. A lot of people go to games together. But I like to go to different stadiums, you know, depending on where I'm at, different sporting events. Personally, you know, I've gone to see the Rockies, the Nuggets, the Broncos, the Avalanche, now the Rangers. I've gone, seen the Mammoth Lacrosse. And then each stadium looks different. And so the Rangers was an entirely, we even seen, like, as far as sporting events too, we had gone to motocross together, Monster Jam. But the Rangers experience was cool. It was all indoor stadium. And seeing my wife get an opportunity to go see the pros after having our sons start baseball and seeing how into the game that she was, and you know, some of the different food options and things, like, that was really good. It made me feel happy to know that I'm exposing her and my children to something different and allowing them to experience and dream different possibilities.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was, because the only sports game, because I've been to sports games before, but the only sports games I've ever been to were basketball. And when you go to school, there's a basketball court in school. It was just like a normal, it was just with seats and like seats around the stadium or whatever. And so that was a good experience, but I will say that the experience of one going with family, as far as like my own children, my husband, and it being a different sport that actually interests me, that was very different, because not too many sports really interest me all that much. And I guess just even though, like Elijah said, a lot of people do go to sports games and stuff like that, it seems like baseball is just one of those sports that puts you in a different realm, because mm-hmm. it's different people that you're dealing with. And even while we were there, even though there was a lot of people there, there still wasn't a lot of people. So it's like you're dealing with a lot of upscale people that know what to do with, you know, I mean, I don't know if that makes sense.
Because there's definitely also, even just as far as like the different types of races that go to certain events too, and the different types of people. If I go to see the Nuggets and the Broncos, or just basketball or football in general, it's going to be a lot of us. It's different cultures too. So, you know, if you're going to the basketball game, it's almost like a mini club. Everybody's trying to be dressed up in their best, you know, streetwear kind of type deal. You know, football, you can kind of wear whatever, but it's really rowdy. You're expecting a whole lot of drinking. A lot of basketball events, you know, there's a lot of after hours stuff that are going to be tied to that, whereas football events is going to be more cookout type events afterwards and things like that. And so there's different levels of income, people, and each scene is different.
Yeah.
And then the last one that we're going to leave y'all with is museums. A lot of people don't think, at least from my experience, of taking, whether you're married or not, but going on a date to the museum. And one of the things I like about it is it gives both of you an opportunity to learn. And you get to see how the woman that you're planning on either being with, or that the woman that you're with, how they react to an interest in things that are more intellectual based versus entertainment based. Mm-hmm. And this allows you to have a different kind of conversation as well, because each part of the museum is gonna be able to spark a different kind of conversation based on time periods and events and cultures and things like that.
Yeah. Because for me, the museums have, like, I really do like going to museums. And it's weird because I don't dislike history. It's just I grew up in a household where history, even the people around us, history really wasn't important, but it wasn't like a stress thing. We were just living in the now, trying to make it by, you know. And since that'd be easy for us to do, because if we don't feel like we're going to make any history for ourselves that's meaningful, then it's easier to not look at history. And so, but going to the museums that we've gone to, it's really nice to see where things have came from, as well as seeing now how those things that were left or happened back then, how they're still impacting us today. But being able to see those differences is, you know, really nice, and seeing things that are worth, you know, a lot, and how they're still talked about even after hundreds of years, thousands of years.
And then the final note of that we'll leave y'all with is, you know, how does this all tie back to finances? And so in order to go to more exclusive and exclusive things, you have to continually build enough money to be even able to afford certain events. And so because we have a family business, we all put into the same pot, we all grow this thing together, it allows our savings things, our monies and things to continue to work and allow us to do more, achieve more, because there is a period not too long ago to where we could barely afford to walk around the corner, you know, let alone go to a higher end steakhouse. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to like something like the History Museum, everything that you do doesn't have to cost a lot either. And so what it does do, though, is allow you to extend your journey and realize that there's more things that you have that you can do together and continue to incorporate and put into your personal economy, learn each other, trust each other more, and allow you guys to help push each other into who you were meant to be, who you were designed to be by Allah. Mm-hmm. Got anything else you want to finish off with? That'd be good.
I'm good. I'll leave off on the note of when we started, just the dating, it's not about just trying to trying to go out with somebody. It's about actually building a relationship, like intentionally have a purpose when you're choosing where you're, you know, what you're going to do with your partner. Just because if y'all choose to do something and then y'all don't feel it, or it, you know, you had high expectations for the place, but you didn't really put much effort into choosing a place, then, you know, it's, especially for me, it's good to try stuff that y'all have never done before, because one of the things that we did this year for our anniversary is we revisit the place that we had our first date. And even though it was okay, it still wasn't like, it didn't really satisfy what we wanted that to, you know.
Commemorate that.
Yeah. And so we would have enjoyed being able to go do something else or gone another place that we've never been before, just because a lot of times trying to relive a place where
being bogged down in tradition for no reason.
Yeah. And so it's not, a lot of times it's not really meant for you to do that. It's just move on, but go, you know, higher and higher in the things that you experience, because there's a lot to experience out there. Just be open-minded whenever you're dating.
Thank y'all for tuning in. See you guys on the next part of our series. Y'all go and make it a great day.
Bye.
While we're on the subject of getting to the money,
think it's important that we mention our free newsletter that helps you grow your money. Every week, we send digital gold to you for free, no cost. All you have to do is sign up to our newsletter that we deliver on our webpage at thesovereignempire.com. Also, whenever we have product releases, you'll be notified, as well as whenever we have discounts and services and goods, you'll be notified. Tap in to get free digital gold to your box. Learn how to become your own economy.
A couple that traps together stays together.
Yeah. You acting crazy.